بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الآية درجة سواد. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. Those who strive in our way, we guide them to our path. Ayah of the Quran. Those people who strive in our way, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. Verily, we will surely guide them on our path. On our paths, actually. It's plural. So the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. It's one of the paths. It's the central, it's the main path that all of us take. So we should understand not only the path, but what are the things that allow you to progress on the path, what are the things that hinder you from the path, and what are the things that are signposts on the path. So these are the four things that you have to understand. First of all, what's the path? The second thing is, what are the things that hinder you from the path? The third thing is, what are the things that allow you to progress on the path? And the fourth thing is, what are the signposts of the path? What are the mile markers? Like you go on a trip and you see you're going to Detroit. So it says Detroit 400 or whatever, 200 miles, and then it says 150 miles, and then it says 50 miles, and then it says 20 miles. And then you see a lot of signs that say Detroit, Detroit, soon, it's coming. Those are all signposts. They tell you that you're progressing on the path and you know you're getting closer to the goal. When you see those mile markers go down, you know you're getting closer to the goal. So these are four essential things. And we'll talk about them independently at different times. But what I want to talk about right now are the signposts of the path. So what are the things that allow you to recognize that you're progressing on the path? What are the different markers that you see as you go along this path? And this is where people find it confusion. Because if you're just sitting in a car, if I say to you, we're all going to go to Detroit, and everybody gets in a car, and we don't go anywhere, then you're going to give up. You're going to say, this trip is worthless. We're not doing anything. We're not going anywhere. The same thing in your deen. If you're sitting, if you just sit at the same place all the time and you don't progress and you don't experience deen, don't taste the deen, then of course you're going to get bored with it. You're going to get sick of it. You're not going to be as excited about it. So there, you have to progress, and there are signs of progression. The first thing is that you have to progress. So stagnation is very detrimental. The second thing is that you have to know the signs of progressing. So one person thinks that all of a sudden he's getting righteous, and then all these different things are occurring, they may have nothing to do with the deen. They may just be some external things, and he may think he's progressing. So you have to know the signposts of progression, because that's important. So the two key things, and the main way that you know that you're progressing, is that the sunnah and the sharia begin to come into your life. That's the fundamental way. It's not that you feel like you're floating in the sky, or you feel this extreme peace in your heart all the time, or, you know, now every time you drive, you get more miles out of the gallon of your car or something like that. It's not these things. It's the fact that the sunnah and the sharia come into your life. A love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which results in following the sunnah, and a love for Allah, which results in following the sharia. When you love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you begin to emulate him. Just look at the world and how they emulate their sports stars. They begin to fall in love with one sports idol or one singer or one actor. And then but once they show that actor wearing X, Y, or Z clothing, or using X, Y, or Z perfume or cologne, or having their hair in X, Y, or Z style, the whole world begins to emulate them. Why? Because they have a love. Most people have a love for dunya in their world, in their heart. And so these are the sha'ir. Those people are the idols of the dunya. And people see them and they begin to emulate them because that's the love that exists in their heart. But the person who submitted their heart and soul to this deen, they fall in love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the truest signs of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the first and foremost sign. That's the first and foremost goal. But in your life, as you begin to progress, as you begin to improve, you'll see the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into your life. It'll be in your character, in that perhaps maybe there was a time when you would cheat, but now you won't cheat anymore. Or perhaps there was a time when you wouldn't, where you would fool around, and now you don't fool around anymore. Or perhaps there was a time when you didn't have the tawfiq to come to the masjid, but now you come to the masjid regularly. Or perhaps there was a time when you spent more time reading the Quran, or more time reading the newspaper, or less time reading the Quran, and now the Quran has increased in your life. So all these are signs. These are all sunnah of the Prophet, meaning the way the Prophet used to live his life, it begins to take over your own life. So the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he dealt with people, the kindness in his heart, the way he dealt with his family, the love that he had for the ummah, all these characteristics begin to overtake you. So that's the first foremost. That you fall in love with the Prophet, and subsequently you begin to emulate him because of it. The second is that you fall in love with Allah. When you fall in love with Allah, then the sharia becomes easy for you to follow. One thing is to follow the sharia because you fear Allah. That has its own place. But it's a whole different level to follow the sharia because you fall in love with Allah. If you fall in love with Allah, then anytime you fall in love with something or some concept or some idea, the difficulties of life become easy. For example, if somebody has fallen in love with the idea that he's going to become a physician, he's determined this, he's decided it, he's fallen in love with it, he thinks about it at night, he thinks about it when he wakes up, he talks about it with all his friends, his family talks to him about it all the time, that person will undergo extreme hardships and will not even feel that he's undertaken any hardship at all. For example, that person will travel, if he has to the Caribbean, live under third world conditions, study under the most difficult of circumstances, and will not feel like anything. In fact, will come back and brag to people that I went here, and I'm studying this, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to come back shortly, and I'm going to be doing that. All these things, why? Why does he undergo so much hardship? Because he's fallen in love with the idea of becoming a physician. It's not that he fears poverty. He knows that he'll make money doing something else. But he has this love in his heart for doing this. Similarly, the same thing when you fall in love with Allah. The sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very easy to follow when you have a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a whole different level. You don't do it anymore because you're afraid, if I don't do this, this will happen to me. You do it because you say, I have this deep relationship with Allah, and I don't want to lose that relationship, and I know that Allah told me to do A, B, and C, and I'd love to do A, B, and C. So these are the two things that we should keep in mind. That when you progress along the path, the two ways that you know that you're improving is that the sharia and the sunnah come into your life. So this includes things like coming to the masjid, having the tawfiq to spend time with good people. All the different things that you see in the lives of the sahaba and the lives of the Prophet, all these things then should enter your life as well. That's the sign of progression. So that's the thing that we should all keep in mind. Because you get confused, like, well, what does it mean to really progress in Islam? And the real means of progression is these two things. When these two things enter your life, then you begin to improve, and then over time you'll see that as you're improving, more and more of these things will enter your life. So maybe you only came to the prayer, to the masjid for one prayer, you begin to come for two. Maybe you came for none, you begin to come for one. Maybe you never woke up at the hajjid, now you have the tawfiq once in a while to wake up. Maybe, you know, you didn't spend much time reading the Quran, now you spend a few minutes, or half an hour, or an hour every day reading the Quran. Whatever. Everybody progresses at their own rate. But the point is that you have to continually progress. Don't be stagnant. Continually progressing in deen. So that's a discussion of the signposts of progress. That when you begin to approach Allah, these are the things that will enter your life. If you're doing something and these things don't enter your life, then you're not progressing. And if you're doing something and these things begin to enter your life, then know that you're progressing on the path.